You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we are joined by Edward, who is a part of Dictaphone Blues. Are you kind of like the founder of Dictaphone Blues?
The founder, yes, I found them.
Are you Dictaphone? Yeah?
Yeah, I sort of started the group in 2006.
Wow.
And yeah, we've had a couple of different members from over the years, but largely it's sort of been the same sort of people for the last five.
Cool.
But yeah, I do all the songwriting and producing and hey guys, do you want to come to band practice? That'd be great. Do you want a beer? Yeah, cool. What else do you need?
Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely to meet you as well. Mm. So Dictaphone Blues are going to be playing a show tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar.
The Vino Cave. Yeah. We are there. Yeah.
The Vino Cave. I've never heard it be called that before.
Yeah, no. You can use that if you want.
I'm actually going to start to use that.
Either me or one of my friends coined that. I'm sure somebody else has used it before, but that's how we refer to it.
Cool. And how's it going?
It's going good. I was saying to Alice, the producer. Pardon me, Alice. Hey, it was a fair try, though. I mean, like, you know, you got to go there. You know, it's probably better to go and try a name rather than go. Blah, 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 you know. Anyway, I was saying to Alice before, I usually don't get up and go to work until 9:30, and coming here, the sun was really, really low, and I was like battling away with you know, my visor and going around corners, and the sun, and then there's all these people out walking, and they've all got their coffees and looking happy.
So are you a vampire?
Not so much. No. I just start work a little bit later than most people, which, you know, I'm thankful for.
So let's talk a little bit about Dictaphone Blues. Mm. You guys released an album a couple of years ago now.
Yep.
What have you been doing since that album release?
I've been investigating the JFK assassination quite a lot and looking at Rich Man's Tricks and producing a couple of records for other people, Black Science and another band called The Rum Coves and an Australian band called Borneo, and I've got a little studio in Mount Eden, so
yeah, cool.
I try and get people coming through there as much as possible. And then sort of around the start of this year, I started writing a little bit more earnestly of some Dictaphone Blues stuff, and we recorded a couple of songs with this British producer called Dave Ehringer at the start of the year. So we've got a couple of really sort of great, well-produced singles.
Cool.
I sort of wanted to go back to my love of 80s pop,
nice.
Like Cyndi Lauper and Madonna and things like that. And I gave him all these female artists to say, oh, I want to sound like this and sound like this. And he was kind of like, why do you want to sound like Whitney Houston? And I was like, because.
Why not?
Yeah. And I was like, that's because, it's just a feeling, you know, of hearing that music for the first time when I was a kid. And,
yeah. And it's also like with that kind of pop music, those big singles, they kind of get like, I don't know, people kind of are so quick to shut them down just because they're big singles, you know, but like the essence of the sound and the song is just so, there's so much amazing musical construction to it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, I can only hope that I'm sort of you know, a tenth of the way there. I mean, it's always going to have like a indie rock sort of sound to it, I think, Dictaphone Blues, but hopefully we got a little bit closer to some sort of 80s pop.
Cool.
On these recordings.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you kind of did a little bit, have been doing producing and stuff like that for other artists and bands. Did you find that having the time to be able to do that added to kind of ideas on what you wanted to do with your
music? Definitely. I mean, one thing you learn a lot is how to work with people, but then in doing that, you have all these happy accidents where you learn how to record a bit better, or you try something and it works heaps better, and then you can put it into your own stuff. And
cool.
Yeah, it's really, really helpful, and I really enjoyed it.
And so you have been working, so you've got a couple of tracks, but is there an album that's going to be coming from these ideas?
Probably, I don't know, I've still got that kind of conundrum happening. I mean, we recorded these two songs with this guy who lives in the UK, and now obviously he's gone home to the UK. I don't know whether, is the album I don't know. I've done, yeah, three albums in the past. Maybe it's a time to sort of look at releasing music in a different way, and maybe it's just singles, or maybe, you know, I don't know. I mean, I usually put a bit of pressure on yourself to write and record, and yeah. and you know, I mean me. Mm. I usually put a lot of pressure on myself to record and get things done and certain time frames and yada, yada, yada. And those aren't very conducive to actually writing much good stuff. So, I don't know. I'm not really thinking about it at the moment.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
just fine. We just did a bunch of gigs, and I'm just sort of thinking about, I don't know, the JFK assassination.
I mean, I think for a lot of musicians, right, when they kind of, after releasing a couple of albums, there's always that pressure, there has to be another one. Are you kind of feeling that?
Yeah, even at this indie grassroots level, you know, where nobody's really listening. yeah, there is a little bit of stupid pressure, and it's usually self-motivated.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just kind of want to, you know, I don't know, do something else, hang out with my girlfriend, get a few pubes in the plug hole.
And just enjoy playing and making music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And when you kind of begin a piece, how do you actually begin a piece?
I go, oh, no, I've used that chord before. I don't know. I like to think that it comes, the essence of the song is probably the lyrical content and what it's trying to say. So the sooner you can figure out what that is, the easier the other parts come into play. And, you know, if listeners are out there and wanting to learn more about this, you can buy my 5-DVD set about songwriting. It's online. I'm joking.
No way.
I usually think that you can, yeah, if you can find the essence of the song, then all of the other bits will fit in, even if it's the title, and then you can work off that. In the past, where I've gone, I like this group of chords, and then I'll be strumming on them for a couple of weeks, and then I'll be trying to find words for it, and it's kind of the long way around. So I generally think if you can find the essence in the lyric, then...
And do the other bandmates get to kind of contribute to the sound as a whole, or are you like, no?
They have done it at times, but it's in more recent years, it's kind of come down to how much time everybody has as individuals, and getting together in the rehearsal space and stuff like that. And so we haven't had heaps of time together. It's worked better if I've come up with everything and then sort of show them how it goes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody really likes that. So, and we're all great friends. So if that was a problem, I'd pretty sure they'd tell me. Right, guys, are you out there? Are you listening?
Maybe one of them will text and be like, yes. So you have got your performance tomorrow night at... Vino Cave. Are you excited for the performance?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. As I said, we've just done a bunch of gigs around the country, and you kind of get your shit together when you do that. Yeah. And the new songs that we're playing have really started to sort of solidify a bit more, and we're understanding them more. And it's good. It's good to go out and play at your local. And the other group that is on the bill is called Fantas Atlantis, and they're coming over from Melbourne. So
I can't say I've ever heard of them.
Yeah, well, it's my friend Ned, and he's coming out with his band, and they're doing a couple of shows this weekend. So the first one is tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar with us.
Mm. Sounds fun.
Mm.
Mm. Well, hey, thank you so much, Edward, for coming in.
Thank you.
Would you like to play a song for us, close off?
I do have my guitar, so yeah. I will. I put sticky tape on my guitar to see where I'm actually going to put my fingers. So hopefully this goes okay for everybody out there in listener land. And do come along to the Wine Cellar tomorrow night. It's going to be $15 on the door, and we can promise you a really good time.
Thank you so much for coming in, Edward.
Thanks. I'll just get the key. There's the key. Who you gonna bully when you got nobody? Who you gonna bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. No one is gonna be left by the time you're through. So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? I bet you were that kid in a steamy changing room with his towel all tightly twisted and a bitter attitude. Through the mist you could see a victim looking like some luminous artifact, and the towel that's been tightly twisted, it burned like lightning in your hand. So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. No one is gonna be left by the time you're through. So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? Fast forward a couple of decades, it don't look like much has changed. You're still looping your insecurities and rinsing everyone on repeat. Nowadays your technique is subtle, it's been refined over time. Well, you may have put the towel down, your ruthlessness is just a bit more discreet. So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. No one is gonna be left by the time you're through. So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? So who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. No one is gonna be left by the time you're through. Who are you gonna bully when you got nobody?
Hey. Thank you so much, Edward, for coming on and playing us a tune and having a talk. You can go and check out Dictaphone Blues tomorrow night. They're going to be playing at the Wine Cellar, and tickets are $15. You can get the tickets from undertheradar.co.nz, or I believe it'll probably be on the door as well. So, yeah, thank you so much, Edward, for popping in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.